the last time there that we had snow and frost, afterwards, the number of potholes that appeared on roads everywhere. What was bothering me was the length of time it was taking the council to fill these potholes. I am still waiting on a number of roads that potholes have to be fixed on. I've been told there's not enough staff. They do a good job when they do it, but if there's not enough staff, then we have to have a serious look at this situation. But as well as that, getting something as simple as a sign erected, small minor works like that, those little jobs, but they're major jobs for the people that are looking, say, for these signs. It's the length of time that it takes. You know, and I was told there a couple of weeks ago, the signs are there. We just don't have the manpower to get them up at the minute. So I asked that we would have a workshop on this. I did ask the question. I'm still waiting for the answer to it, which I'm sure I'll be getting. And that is, what is the number of road maintenance personnel that we have in Letterkenny rural area, and how many of them are active at the minute?
There was an interesting discussion, Donal, at that meeting, during which it was mentioned that a number of motions had been tabled calling for works out the Rock Hill Road, and the meeting was told, well, we've actually done the work already because we identified there was a need, so we went out and we did the work early. So it does show the council can go out and do emergency works where necessary. And what you're saying is effectively, just take this down to the very, very local level. Take this down to the one pothole in one area that potentially could be sorted in one morning.
Yeah, exactly. Do we need more road maintenance staff? You know, what is the solution? And that's why I asked for the workshop and to have personnel there from Roads Central in Lifford as well.